This is a PSA, or public sock announcement. Experts have declared Bombas socks as the best way to warm up chilly feet. These pairs are super cushy, soft, and designed for maximum coziness. Plus, for every pair purchased, another pair will be donated, so someone in need of essential clothing can stay warm this winter. Go to bombas.com/listen and use code LISTEN for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/listen and use code LISTEN at checkout.
There's one thing that will forever change the way you sleep, and it's the softest 100% organic cotton bedding from Bull & Branch. You'll fall asleep faster, wrapped in the most luxurious comfort. You'll never sleep hot again with airy blankets, cloud-like duvets, and breathable sheets. You'll experience pure comfort on night one and feel your bedding get softer with every wash. Discover the difference with 15% off your first order at bullandbranch.com with code CUMULUS. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On today's big show, Josh's intro music, Tom's aggressive puppy, and emojis. They're coming up right after this.
Hi, I'm Morty Gleckman. Has this ever happened to you?
Hi, Jill. What are you doing at the mall?
Hey, Susie, I'm shopping for panties.
Me too. I got to tell you, the selections I've seen are really lame. We need a store that sells nothing but panties.
Oh. Yeah, a place like that would be great. Speaking of panties, I'm not wearing any. Want to go make out behind the Orange Julius?
Bet.
Hey, girls, Morty Gleckman here. Wow. Can I watch?
Sorry, Morty.
Oh, man. Anyway, ladies, are you tired of buying your underpants at those big box stores? Well, I've got some exciting news. Finally, there's a store that sells all kinds of panties. In fact, that's all we sell. We're called Just Panties.
We love selling underwear to debutantes and grannies. Come on, ladies, spread the news. We're Just Panties. Panties.
At Just Panties, we've got the hottest new styles and fashions, including the latest fad, mood panties. Mood panties contain a liquid crystal that causes the panties to change color in response to your body temperature. Blue means, not tonight, I have a headache. Green means, I'm hot, do me now. And red means, well, guys, if your panties are red, you may want to stay away from them. And if your panties are brown or yellow, please visit our adult diaper section.
Wow, Just Panties sounds like my kind of place. What else have you got, Morty?
How about musical panties?
Oh.
They contain a chip that plays theme songs from classic TV shows. We've got Leave It to Beaver, The Big Valley, Fish, The Monkees, Make Room for Daddy, and that 60s TV drama starring David Jansen called Harry O. We also sell refurbished and gently used panties. Each must pass a rigorous inspection, including our patented sniff test, conducted by me, Morty Gleckman. Hey, stop by this weekend for our big sale. All panties will be half off. And ladies, you can get a complimentary bikini wax from our store mascot, Clamo the Clown.
Hey, Morty, there's a guy over there who's completely naked and wearing panties over his head. Is he doing what I think he's doing?
We're going to need a cleanup in aisle 7. Cleanup, aisle 7.
We love selling underwear to debutantes and grannies. Come on, ladies, spread the news. We're Just Panties, 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 panties.
Here's some extra. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
Welcome back to the Bob and Tom Show. There's Christy Lee at the news desk.
Hey, Josh.
Looking cute as always.
Thank you.
Pat Godwin looking adorable as well in the music room there.
Thank you, Josh.
Jeff Oskey handsoming up the sports desk as Chick McGee's taking a well-deserved day off.
Thank you, sir.
Ace Cosby smoldering over there at the engineering board.
I don't know what a smolder sounds like.
Yeah, it's more of a look that one
is.
He means that you're hot.
But Freddie, I want to make some visual noises.
Visual noise.
How about just noise. A sizzling sound?
Yeah, the problem is sizzling always, it's like that river sound effect that always sounds like static. Yeah, same. Yeah. How can we express Ace's hotness?
It's what for dinner.
Go to YouTube. Check out Ace.
Oh, yeah.
And you won't want to work.
Won't forget it.
You're running out of ideas over there?
No. Willie Griswold melting hearts and moistening panties.
Yeah. Tommy's saving his funny for tonight.
Is that what I'm doing? I'm Josh Arnold, gumming up the works here at the Sidekick Chair. And there's Tom. My gosh, an Adonis in human form.
Well, thank you very much.
What are you looking for, a raise? What are you
Do you think you should take the stage to this music? Josh, once again, recording the new live album tonight and tomorrow, Cincinnati at the Funny Bone. What do you think?
No.
I think it sounds great. It sounds like kind of like a porno theme.
I think that's the idea.
I own this music. I'll give you permission to use it.
Thank you, but no.
Did you have someone make those sounds on that?
Of course I did.
Who'd you call for that?
My friend Matt. He's an excellent musician. Or we could go with this. Ladies and gentlemen, taking the stage, let's hear a Cincinnati Funny Bone welcome. Woo! For Mr. Josh Arnold.
I'm not leading a spin class. That's what that's
Be glad he's not going with that dinner bell sound effect.
I am glad, Ace. And,
I have some random...
You do what Griswold does, which is I'm going to hide my fat joke behind someone else potentially.
How about this one? Ladies and gentlemen, he comes from the West. West of...
West Illinois. Mississippi.
The gateway to the West I come from.
Yeah.
It's Josh Arnold. Like this one? No? Okay.
I don't mind O'Canada.
O'Canada?
Yeah.
He's a hockey fan. Can we get the rights to this? What a sad anthem that is.
No, it's a great, lovely anthem. Nice.
When they play that one, I kneel. That's what I do. They play O Canada. I get really fired up. Not on my watch, buddy. Play the Star Spangled Banner and get out of here. That's what I say.
I think this will work, Josh. You're back in the green room getting ready, writing some jokes, and then... Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for driving 20 miles over the speed limit.
Oh, this is good.
This guy's going to get here and knock him dead. He's wearing pants tonight. It's Josh Arnold.
This makes me want to buy a car.
Does it ever kick in? That was it? It's all intro?
Okay. How about this one? Ladies and gentlemen, he just got divorced from his first cousin.
No? Okay. Are these all new?
I've had these lying around for a while. How about...
Are these our musicians that you did this with?
Remember one week he got all nervous that the people from Dragnet were going to sue us if we played the actual theme?
Ladies and gentlemen...
Meanwhile, we played the Fugitive seven times a day.
His name is Friday. He's a cop. Okay, that's fine. Okay, well...
Today is International Nacho Day.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, yes.
Somebody's got to stop it.
That was perfect.
That was amazing. That was really
it's like good, we actually. Planned it.
That was amazing.
Yes. Tell me when sushi day comes. Okay.
You're all having fun.
I'm trying to save
this. That's not wrong.
We let him get hot.
How about boiling meat day? That was a nice steak until we boiled it. Okay.
Wait, so we have our own version of that British Empire song. What is that song? When the Queen walks out?
God Save the Queen or
something? You thought the Queen was going to come for the Bob and Tom show?
Well, you never know.
It's a litigious world, my friend. Ever watch TV? Every other commercial. Someone wants to sue you. So, how about this one? This is specifically designed for Josh. Ladies and gentlemen. Coming to the stage to introduce Josh Arnold, it's Aruba Ray.
Hey! Good to see y'all. He's here. Yeah. That's right.
Yeah.
Okay. Sorry. Just just I'm trying to build up your show for tonight.
Well,
maybe you're. I understand what you want to do. We can do it this way if it'll make you happy. Here we go.
The Fugitive,
starring Josh Arnold. No. Oh, we could do with it. Do you want to do like a low key thing?
Like what? Oh yeah, put your
ladies
audience
and gentlemen,
to sleep.
Don't forget, there's a 2-drink minimum.
It doesn't matter what song we play; it will not be heard under the thunderous applause.
Oh,
well, that's
and the amount of laughter.
You mentioned.
Did you finish?
I think we're done.
Okay.
Usually you don't hear a woman ask that. It's usually the other way around.
Did you finish?
Well, you know what? I'm considerate.
I love it.
You know, Josh, maybe you should call your album I Need the Friction.
Yeah, maybe you should.
That's funny.
Are you discussing that in your
set? No lotion?
I don't discuss that in my set.
Your old friction thing?
Right, right.
Okay. You like a dry rub, right?
Sure, yeah, the old Memphis DR.
A lot of these are just mean.
What do you expect?
You
solicited them.
Yes.
You sold it.
Here's what Josh Arnold learning you.
I don't know. That's good. Yeah.
This one's mean. More chalk, please. That's just nasty.
That's just nasty. He came up with it. He made it up.
That's just nasty. That's his joke.
Same
yeah.
thing.
Yeah.
Ready to optimize your nutrition this year? Factor has chef-made gourmet meals that make eating well easy. They're dietitian approved and ready to heat and eat in 2 minutes, so you can fuel right and feel great, no matter what life throws at you.
Factor arrives fresh and fully prepared, perfect for any active, busy lifestyle. You could lose up to 8 pounds in 8 weeks with Factor Keto Meals. Based on a randomized, controlled clinical trial with Factor Keto, results will vary depending on diet and exercise.
With 40 options across 8 dietary preferences on the menu each week, it's easy to pick meals tailored to your goals. Choose from preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, or Keto. Factor can help you feel your best all day long with wholesome smoothies, breakfasts, grab-and-go snacks, and more add-ons.
Reach your goals this year with ingredients you can trust and convenience that can't be beat.
Eat smart with Factor. Get started at factormeals.com/factorpodcast and use the code FACTORPODCAST to get 50% off your first box plus free shipping. That's code FACTORPODCAST at factormeals.com/factorpodcast. To get 50% off plus free shipping on your first box.
This is a mini meditation guided by Bombas. Repeat after me. I'm comfy. Comfy. I'm cozy. Cozy. I have 0 blisters on my toes. Blisters. And that's because I wear Bombas. The softest socks, underwear, and t-shirts that give back. One purchased equals one donated. Now go to bombas.com/listen and use code LISTEN for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/listen and use code LISTEN at checkout.
Now, you mentioned the Lions of Detroit.
Uh-huh.
As you call them, the Detroit Lions. And that reminds me of a great song. With the NBA season up and running,
yeah,
ladies and gentlemen, I thought we'd go back in time a little bit. Here's something from little Timmy Kavanaugh, who I believe is going to be our guest again coming up next week, I think it is. Tim's doing great. He had a little bit of a health scare, but doing great.
He's
right
keeping
now.
Keeping that private.
HIPAA laws.
Yeah, not allowed to mention. No, he's doing great. He had let's see. This is the song in question. And this is a sing-along, so leave the mics open, please.
The Detroit Pistons, former champs of basketball. I have so many souvenirs, it's hard to list them all. I have piston pants. I have piston shorts. I have piston beer mugs.
Sometimes people don't even notice.
I have piston ashtrays. I have piston shoes. I have piston basketballs. When I dribble, they do too.
Thank you very much. Little Timmy Kavanaugh. He's going to be out and about. I'll give you some details on his forthcoming appearances. He's allowed to go outside again now that the sun is lower.
He has to hibernate in the summer.
Yeah. Edgar Winter saw Tim Keflin and said, man, that guy's white. See, Edgar's an albino. Yeah, never mind.
You know he's related to you, probably. You guys look very similar.
Oh, yeah, you just kind of figured that out, right?
We have, I have Kavanaugh's like three generations back on my mom's side, I guess, so. Could be. He is a handsome man.
You guys better not make love, just in case. You don't want to be.
I didn't want to say this on the air, but as you know, Josh, with Tim's recent illness, they removed his uterus.
Oh, poor Timmy.
So I'd have to carry the baby, which would be very difficult.
This is a weird road really you're going down. Yeah.
Willie, I'm going to ask Dean to do a little bit of extra work, because you should have heard an intro earlier today. It was a conversation he claimed he had with his new puppy. It was as bizarre as anything anybody's ever said.
Yeah, you got to hear
this show.
When I was discussing the fact.
I would rather just hear it.
When the girls leave town, he gets so weird.
He loses his mind.
The last thing you need is free time with your weird little thing.
I had no free time. I had a flat tire yesterday.
Really?
Yes. I want to thank my friends at Bell Tire. Thank you, gents. I had a rough day.
You bought Kevlar gloves for your dog?
No, they're for me.
Right, but you aren't
teach
a Falconeer.
The dog not to bite like, you.
I didn't realize your dog could shoot.
Yeah. I'm sorry that I've got two puppies. She's a little tiny puppy, and her teeth are sharp, and they make
yes.
These,
but
they
you
make
can
it,
teach
look,
her like
look at
that.
My wrist.
Look at
this.
My yeah. Don't put your wrist in its mouth.
God.
These are from her claws. No, they make these Kevlar gloves. I looked them up.
Yeah, for lion tamers.
You know,
they're for like people who work with sharp knives in kitchens. But then, like 15 things down, it says also for handling wild animals.
Nobody loves you more than us.
If you've got a 3-month-old puppy, you know what I'm talking about.
Nobody loves you more than us. But you have to take control of things. You cannot let your puppy run your life.
But she's
like
so
you
sweet.
Let your kids. Like I mean, come on.
She's so sweet.
It doesn't matter.
You should
she's
hear
sweet.
Her talk.
Oh,
she always goes. I'm the size of a duck, but I hate ducks. Very odd.
That's what it was earlier. Yeah.
She thinks she's a duck.
Christy's trying to be sincere.
No, she hates
Christy,
ducks.
You fool. You can't help this. What are you doing?
I'm trying.
Just let him run out
it's
of gas.
It's a quixotic mission you're on.
God.
Did you buy gloves for the girls as well, or just you're only concerned with your own arms?
I don't know if they make miniature
Meanwhile, the girls are getting
Kevlar
shred
gloves.
The ribbons.
Exactly. Teach the dog Family's not bleeding out. To bite.
I'm trying to teach her. She's little.
Thank God I've got these gloves.
They learn quick.
At least they survive.
Right.
Should
I take the dog for a walk?
What
have you
love?
Seen my Kevlar
she likes,
gloves?
She likes goat milk.
Jesus Christ.
What?
Hey, you can buy frozen goat milk.
You can. You don't have to.
Why is your dog
you know
drinking
a lot of dogs
goat
drink?
Milk?
Water!
Yeah. Out of the toilet.
Real cheap.
Are you kidding me?
No.
Why are you feeding your dog goat milk?
Because my dog lady told me it's a good thing.
I can't even imagine.
Yeah, I can't.
Oh, she's a dog whisperer, this lady. She walks
out. Yeah, she kept your dog from biting your wrist, didn't
yeah,
she?
Yeah, didn't she?
No, she hasn't worked with this little one yet. She's working with the other one. Okay, it's time to move on.
So you get up every morning now, and not only do you have to make your own shake, but you got to make one for the puppy, too?
I can't
more or less.
He's taking his Kevlar gloves, sticking it in the blender, having a good time.
No, the Kevlar gloves, they're those fingerless gloves.
Dad,
oh, my
you know
Lord.
What? Just great.
Can't take it
good.
Anymore.
Go for it.
We have to have a picture of you in those.
We have to.
I think I've got a picture of the puppy on.
Not the damn puppy.
We want the gloves.
Damn. You and your weirdo gloves.
Not weirdo gloves.
We've all seen a puppy before.
Yeah.
Sure, if you sharpen knives for a living, you probably have to wear these things.
Yes.
One slip of the wrist and all of a sudden. Let's see now. You want to play for Willie the intro from earlier?
Yeah, what you missed while you got to sleep in this morning.
Man, it was. You guys got to give the sleeping in a shot.
No
it
joke.
Was awesome. Having dreams.
Okay, got a couple sound effects here. First off, we have the. You said Ace was, how did you word it, hot? What was it? Ace was sizzling?
Smoldering.
Ace was smoldering. We have a smoldering sound effect, I believe. Here we go. That should sound like static on your radio.
Yeah.
Sounds like a shower.
That's actually bacon frying.
Oh.
Okay. And now this is the intro you wanted to hear again?
This is fascinating.
I haven't even heard. Here we go. Welcome back to the Bob and Tom Show. Got to get my ducks in a row over here. Do you ever have a puppy and your puppy looks at you and goes, "I'm the same size as a duck"? And you go, how do you know this? And she goes, "I hate ducks." What a weird dog.
She says that to me all the time.
It was bizarre. She's the same size
Timothy
as a duck.
Leary.
Yeah.
All of a sudden.
And I once again, I bought some Kevlar gloves.
I have an email.
That was a bad thing.
Don't be an enabler. I bought heavy leather gloves when I had an English bulldog puppy. Worked great. But it also conditioned the dog that whenever you have gloves on, it's fine to chomp down on your hands, even as an adult.
Yeah, I've just been instructed in the Yelp method.
Thank you.
When she nips at me, I've got to go, arr! And then
you have to act like a mom.
And stop paying attention to her.
Oh, I thought you meant every time your dog bites you, you put up a negative Yelp review. Bad review. This stupid puppy keeps biting me.
Well, that kind of leads to a story. Kind of leads to a new story.
Where are you going?
The one about the emojis. Yeah. Didn't we have am I hallucinating or didn't someone do the,
I think so.
Like a Bible emoji a couple years ago? Instead of having actual words. But are you an emoji guy, Josh?
No. I mean, I'll every now and again, but I don't
care. I will sometimes do, like, I'll do the...
I use every single one of these emojis, and I'm proud to say it.
I'll use the Christmas tree one or the birthday cake one sometimes.
Okay.
And then, but I always use the thumbs up.
Yeah.
Hey,
yeah.
Can you meet me for coffee at 3? Thumbs up.
And
apparently that makes me a dick somehow.
Yeah, Gen X.
This is where you're supposed to say. No,
that's not what makes you a dick.
Yes, no. It's a wide array of things that make you a dick.
It's when I texted you my father passed away and you gave me the thumbs up.
I just meant, no, I gave you, don't. That's not true. I gave you the thumbs up and a picture of a small banjo.
The thumbs up emoji and the 10 symbols only old people use. Gen X apparently coming after that thumbs up emoji, Tommy.
Oh, really?
According to Daily Mail, some Gen Zers who range in age from 10 to 25 say the emoji can be seen as passive aggressive and even confrontational.
Oh, man, their opinions mean so much to me.
A poll recently revealed that those who send the thumbs up emoji are officially old and past it. Other emojis used by old people ranked in the top 10 include the red love heart, use it all the time, the okay hand, I don't use that one, the monkey eye cover emoji, don't use that, and grimacing face I use a lot.
Yeah, I'm old fashioned. I use what I call words. Punctuation, grammar,
capital letters,
clarity,
correct spelling.
Yeah, the only one that I think would be somewhat controversial, the okay hand signal.
Yeah,
you're aware that has a different meaning in other places,
right?
Internationally,
yes, well, yes,
from
it
you,
does.
We know that. Yeah,
the
anus.
Yeah, it means
and even
yeah, it means you're calling someone an AH.
Right, right.
But not in the United States necessarily. No. Are you aware of that, Josh?
I was, yeah.
I am Jeff, but yes, I was very aware of it.
I know you're Jeff.
Well, you looked right at me and called me Josh.
Because you look like you were going to say something. That was my way of saying spit it out.
Oh,
No. You made a mistake.
What happened? Just admit you made a mistake.
Sure. You've been reading Ace's book.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
Jim Rome takes on sports.
Why? Because you're not playing me.
With rapid-fire takes.
Y'all went from the Super Bowl straight to the toilet bowl. He's not over the NFL. The NFL is over him.
Scorching debates.
All the good, all the bad, all the ups, all the downs.
He's the spitfire of sports smack.
Sorry for what I said because it was appropriate when I said it, but I can't say it anymore, dude. You are killing the game.
The Jim Rome Show podcast. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.